Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to today's episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here with us today. Wherever you're listening from, at home, on the road, getting ready for work, or just beginning your day, may the peace of God fill your heart, and may this new day bring fresh strength, wisdom, and favor into your life. Today's devotional topic is honoring commitments, and our Bible text is from Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. Which says, "When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it. It is better not to vow than to vow and not pay." And another powerful supporting scripture from Psalm 15 verse 4 says, "Who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind." Let me begin with a true life story. In a small town in Japan, there was a train station that had become almost forgotten. At the time, the passenger traffic at that station became almost non-existent, and management planned to shut it down immediately. But instead, they kept the station open because one passenger still needed it. Every morning, a teenage girl boarded the train there on her way to school. Every evening, the train returned to bring her home. Most stations would have been shut down long before then. There were no busy crowds, no long queues, no profit to justify keeping it open. Just one student trying to finish her education. But the railway operators made a remarkable decision. They kept the station running for her. Why? Because they believed commitment mattered. They believed honoring responsibility was more important than convenience. Day after day, the train continued to stop there, not for hundreds of people, but for one young girl with a dream and a destination. And when she finally graduated, the station quietly closed. That story touched millions around the world because deep inside us, we admire faithfulness. This reminds us of something, the importance of honoring commitment. Commitment is one of the clearest proofs of character. In a world where people easily walk away from promises, God still honors men and women who stay faithful to their word. Sometimes showing up for one person, helping one life, keeping one promise, is reason enough. And friends, if human beings can value commitment that highly as the train station we read about, how much more does God? You know, one of the greatest challenges today is that many people are excited about starting things, but fewer people are committed to finishing them. People commit to relationships but disappear when things get difficult. People make promises to God during difficult seasons but forget when life improves. People begin assignments passionately but abandon them halfway. But God is looking for dependable people. Beloved, can God trust your words? Can people rely on your consistency? Can heaven count on your obedience? Those are serious questions this morning. And if you feel convicted already, don't be discouraged. God is able to strengthen your heart and help you become faithful again. The Bible says in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, "Whoever is faithful in little will also be faithful in much." Notice that God measures greatness by faithfulness, not by popularity. Some people want big opportunities, but they struggle with small commitments. Some want greater doors, but they are careless with present responsibilities. Friend, honoring commitments is not just about impressing people. It is part of spiritual maturity. When you say, "I will pray," do you pray? When you say, "I'll support this work," do you follow through? When you promise to change, are you taking steps toward that change? These questions matter because integrity attracts divine favor. And let me encourage someone listening today. Even if you failed in the past, God is not done with you. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 to 23 reminds us, "His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. You can begin again. You can rebuild trust. You can become dependable again through God's grace. Sometimes commitment becomes difficult because life gets tiring. Maybe you're exhausted. Maybe you're discouraged because the results haven't shown up yet. But hear this today. Consistency eventually produces reward. The farmer does not harvest the same day he plants. The builder does not finish a house in one afternoon. And spiritually, faithful people may not always be celebrated immediately, but God sees every act of obedience. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." I declare over someone listening this morning, may you receive strength to remain faithful in Jesus' name. May God help you complete every good assignment connected to your destiny. Every spirit of inconsistency and distraction is broken over your life in Jesus' name. I also pray that God will raise trustworthy people around you, people whose words carry integrity and whose actions reflect sincerity. Now let me ask you this: what commitment have you abandoned that God is asking you to revisit? What promise have you delayed unnecessarily? What area of your life needs renewed discipline today? Don't condemn yourself. Instead, allow today to become a fresh beginning. Remember this: faithfulness is not perfection. It is persistence. Even when it's inconvenient, stay faithful. Even when nobody applauds you, stay faithful. Even when progress seems slow, stay faithful. Because God rewards consistency. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment today and ask yourself these questions. How much committed am I? Am I dependable in my relationship with God? Am I honoring my responsibilities faithfully? Is there a promise or assignment I need to revisit prayerfully? Actions for the day. Today, choose one commitment you have neglected and intentionally take a step toward honoring it again. Make the call. Send the message. Resume the prayer habit. Finish the assignment. Keep your word. Small acts of faithfulness can open massive doors tomorrow. And now, let's make our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this together with me. I am faithful, dependable, and consistent. God is helping me to honor my commitments. I will not abandon my assignment. I receive strength to finish strong. My life reflects integrity, discipline, and excellence. Opportunities, favor, and trust are locating me today. I will win every day by the grace of God. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for your word today. Thank you for your faithfulness toward us. Lord, we ask, help us to become people of integrity and commitment. Strengthen every listener today in areas where they feel weak or discouraged. Give them grace to remain steadfast, disciplined, and obedient. Bless the work of their hands, guide their decisions, and surround them with favor throughout this day. Let every delayed breakthrough begin to manifest as they walk faithfully with you. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this devotional blessed you, encourage someone else by sharing it with them today. You never know whose heart may need this word. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year on our website. If you will like us to pray for you, send your prayer requests to prayers@isaacmel.com. You can also support the works of this ministry by giving. Use the Give button on our site. May God bless you as you do so in Jesus' name. Go into today with confidence, strength, and expectation. And remember, with God on your side, you are winning every day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.